I'm Candace Clark, and this is No Empty Chairs, Episode 23, Nourish Your Own Faith. Did you know that you can have a great relationship with your adult children, even if you have faith differences? My name is Candace Clark. I'm a mom, a professional certified life coach with advanced certification in faith-based coaching, and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you're willing to make more room for difference in your family and your church, I can show you how. Let's go. Welcome back to No Empty Chairs. I am delighted you're here with me today. Lately, I've been talking about a newer resource available on the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website called Helping Others with Questions. It's found on the Topics and Questions page of the church website. There's a section called Seeking Answers to Questions, and then right under that, there's a section called Helping Others with Questions. Today, we're taking a look at the section called Nourish Your Own Faith. Sometimes we talk about the analogy of an oxygen mask on an airplane dropping in an emergency. The instructions are to place your own oxygen mask before helping others. There are a lot of situations where we decide this counsel doesn't apply to us, and we try to take care of other people's business at the expense of our own well-being. And it's funny because if we're so sure an oxygen mask will help, why aren't we putting ours on as soon as possible? This can even happen with the atonement of Jesus Christ. We're so busy concerning ourselves with how our children are living their lives, fretting and despairing over their choices, that we forget the infinite nature of the atonement and the eternal love of God. Whatever it is, the atonement of Jesus Christ covers even this. Don't let yourself get distracted from your faith by worrying overmuch about someone else's. The church website teaches, helping to lift another's burden takes effort and can stretch us in unexpected ways. Be sure to take spiritual care of yourself and stay grounded in the restored gospel of Jesus Christ. In an emergency, passengers on an airplane are instructed to secure their own oxygen masks first and then help others. Similarly, we can only lift others if we tend to the important work of nourishing our own faith and testimony. The following principles can help you strengthen your faith while ministering to others. Remember what you believe and have experienced. Reflect on moments when you have felt the influence of the Holy Ghost. Remember times you have experienced peace, joy, love, and clarity. Think about when you have felt God speaking to you in private ways to confirm your faith. Your past spiritual experiences can serve as a source of strength and protection from doubt and fear. Continue cultivating your testimony. It's important to keep doing the things that helped you build your testimony of the gospel. These could include reading the scriptures, praying, partaking of the sacrament, worshiping in the temple, and serving others. These simple practices can help you feel the influence of the Spirit and remain faithful. Reach out to others. If the burden of ministering to a friend or family member feels heavy, remember that you aren't alone. You can reach out to trusted family members, friends, church leaders, or professionals. Their empathy, prayers, and expertise can help you remember how much God loves you. They can also support you as you seek answers to your own questions. Establish healthy boundaries. While we should strive to listen to and support others with their questions or concerns, we should also recognize our own needs and limitations. Your emotions and feelings matter too. You may experience fear, frustration, and grief during this process. If a conversation feels too overwhelming, express your feelings and arrange for another time to talk. Your loved one may want to make their questions the subject of every conversation or talk about a subject in a way that demeans you or your faith. Just as you need to respect the journey of others, they need to respect yours. You do not need to feel minimized or unintelligent if you arrive at a different conclusion than someone else. Become better informed. You don't need to be an expert on an issue to be a good supporter, but it can be very positive to learn about a topic you don't have context for. Pursue a thoughtful study of the church's doctrine and history. Become more familiar with common questions. Learn what church leaders and faithful experts have said on these topics. In this process, you may learn, unlearn, and relearn many things. Become familiar with principles for seeking answers. Study and act on the principles discussed in the Seeking Answers to Your Questions section of this resource. So that's the end of that section. I've mentioned this before, but I will say it here again. The Gospel Topics essays on the church website are a good place to start to learn more about issues that sometimes concern members as they learn about them. Having some familiarity can help the conversation, even if we don't know as many details as someone else knows, or if we see it differently than they do. And I want to say a word about boundaries before we end today. Lots of people misunderstand boundaries as rules we lay down for other people. Boundaries are actually only rules we have for ourselves. Boundaries are about what we ourselves are and are not willing to do or how we will handle a given situation. We need to take responsibility for our own boundaries and act in ways that show love for everyone, including ourselves. Sometimes boundaries are misunderstood. Sometimes we think we'll share our boundary and then the other people will take care of the boundary for us. That just isn't their job. Your child might continue to raise concerns that you don't want to hear, even after you've expressed your preference. Now what? How will you take care of both yourself and your child with love? I suggest you tell the whole truth. That might sound like, I know this is painful to you and important to you. You need a place to talk about this. I can't be that place for you right now. If we expect our children to take care of our boundary, they may or may not do a good job. If we take care of our boundary with love and respect for them and for ourselves, we can be confident that the boundary will be respected because we will be the ones respecting it. We will change the subject, ask for a pause, leave the room, or whatever it is we need to do to take care of ourselves. Stop to put on your oxygen mask whenever you need to. And remember, there are no empty chairs. Hey there! If you enjoy this podcast, or even if you just find that it piques your curiosity or makes you think, please follow it and share it with your friends. Your rating and review makes it easier for others to find it. If you're ready to make more room for difference in your relationships with your children, I can help. Click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free conversation with Candace, the coach for moms whose kids don't come to church, or go to my website, CandaceClarkCoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Candace Clark Coaching. Thanks for listening.